Now we're going into the third part. It's very different because of the disposition of the liturgy on this day. So we've looked rapidly at Isaiah, and now I want to spend our time, these 15 minutes, on Psalm 22, which is the suffering servant song. There are others, there are other psalms like this, but this was adapted by our Lord. It's his prayer on the cross, where he is the suffering man of all the psalms. He is the suffering man of all humanity. He is the one who in his life, in his heart, in his spirit, drank the dregs of the cup, was baptized with this baptism of fire, of humiliation and suffering for our sins. And he intones this psalm, which ends with a promise of praise. You must remember that, as we'll see. But it's a psalm of a suffering man who is in his suffering. The man couldn't make this up just as a poet. He would have to know suffering. And he's given this prophetic grace that the Logos is praying in him, the prayer that the Logos will say in a totally fulfilled way when he becomes man, born of the Virgin Mary, and is crucified and dying. With Our Lady right at the foot of the cross, he starts this psalm. And it's traditional enough, you know, it's in the synoptics, that this will give you an understanding of our Lord's suffering. Saints have read it. They have been so moved by it because they touched Jesus, not because these are moving words. Remember, this is the Word of God. So it's not poetry. See, it's conversion. And so the psalm begins, as everybody knows, Eli, Eli, lama hazaftani. My God, why hazav? Hazaftani, why have you abandoned me, left me? Think of the loneliness. Everybody down there except Mary and John are laughing at him. And the big shots who got him crucified, they're taunting him. And he's dying for their sins. And so he makes this psalm his own, you see? Eli lama hazaftani, rahok. I'm going to follow the Jerusalem translation a little bit here. How far from saving me the words I groan. That's pretty good. Rahok. Yeshua tai divrei. You see, far from my salvation are the words of my cry. My God, I call by day and you do not answer, and by night, and you are silent, and I can never rest. Yet, Holy One, Bacha Batata Batachu, you are the Holy One, and you reside in the praises of Israel. How do they translate that? You make your home, Yashav, you reside in the praises of Israel. It's nice to know, isn't it? We want God close to us. Open up your mouth and praise Him. If you're having a hard time, so is this psalmist. So is Jesus. Praise Him. I trust you, God. This is awful. And you know it's awful. And that's why it says, Becha Batachu. Batach means rely on. Trust. The very last words of Psalm 85, Asherei ha'yesh bo te'afak, blessed the one who is trusting you. No matter what, my trust is in you. Or the other psalm, where it says, Kovei koviti, waiting, I waited for the Lord, and he stooped to me, and he drew me out of a miry pit, and set me on a rock high above. That's the psalm that Jesus sang as he rose from the dead. I waited for the Lord. I waited in the tomb for the Lord. And he stooped and drew me out of the miry pit, put me on a rock, firm for eternity. And now I sing his praises. That's the way this psalm is going to end too. And so, in you, our fathers, Bekah, Batuchu, Avotenu, and they trusted, and you rescued them, and you heard them. Okay. And I'm a worm. I'm not even a man. I'm hanging here naked with everybody laughing at me. I'm a worm, not a man. You see? How does this translation go? The jest of the people. Everybody looks at me, jeers at me. They toss their heads and they laugh. He relied on Adonai, let Adonai save him. If Adonai is his friend, let him rescue him. Now, that theme you can find in the Book of Wisdom too. Let's kill this guy and see if God really comes to help him out. He's pointing out our sins and we don't want to hear it. So let's kill him. And if God's really his father, God will raise him up. That's from the Book of Wisdom. Okay. And so, here I am now. See, our fathers trusted and you came to their help. But I'm a worm. They're laughing at me. He relied on the Lord. Let the Lord help him. If the Lord is his friend, let him rescue him. And yet, and now, he starts, you see. But you took me out of the womb. I was born by your hand. You see? I was placed on your lap from my birth. See, when the father takes the child and puts it on his own knees, then he's recognizing that's my child. And so, that's what it's saying here, you see. You have been my God. Do not stand aside. The trouble is near. I have no one to help me. And that's the... This is this description of this awful suffering. You know? Everybody's standing out there and they're watching, but they're doing nothing. But you took me out of the womb. And now, he goes on, just think of these terrifying images. A herd of bulls. Have you ever been around a herd of bulls? You keep your distance. I mean, they're huge animals, unpredictable. They're all around me. You know, pawing the ground, moving their horns, ready to trample me. You see? Strong bulls of Bashan. It's a special kind of bull. Their joys are a gape for me. Like lions, there's animals all around me. They think they're humans, but they're animals. And I, and this is where the translation gets a little bit difficult, but a pack of dogs surrounds me. It's the third, there's bulls, there's lions, there's dogs. A gang of villains closes me in. And then we have this tough verse. It's verse 18. Asafer kol asmotayev. I count all my bones. And how do they translate the rest of this dive? I count all my bones. And so then he goes on. Now it gets difficult. You see, they're dividing up my garments. Do you see? This is the degradation. It is true. And that culture, I remember when, I forgot his name now, but the Muslim statesman was killed. The Muslims in Lebanon. They took vengeance on the Christians who probably killed him. But you're not going to take vengeance on a poor man. You're going to kill a man and, you know, and plunder his goods. You're going to do it to a rich man so you get something. So a lot of the rich Christians were killed at that moment in Lebanon. And that's what he's talking about here, you see. And he goes on there in verse 19, you see. They're dividing my garments and they're casting lots for my cloak, outside cloak. Remember how the gospel writers say, and this is exactly what they did. So you see, this suffering man, his suffering is prophecy and giving us a glimpse into Jesus. Now I have to go on a little bit faster. Do not stand aside, O Lord. My strength, come to my help. Now there is a line here that could be translated a couple of ways. I'll skip that part. It's too hard to explain. It's a reading the Hebrew word a different way. Instead of read it, you answer. And then the psalm goes on, you see. I shall proclaim your name to my brothers, because you're going to free me from this. This is Jesus praying this on the cross. You see, I'm going to proclaim your name to my brothers. I'm going to praise you in the full assembly. That happens at every Mass. He proclaims his name, the Father's name, to his brothers. That's us, his brothers and sisters. That's why, even in Matthew, when Jesus tells the women, go tell my brothers that I'm risen from the dead, his brothers are his disciple. From this psalm, tell my brothers, you see, oh, you who fear Adonai, praise him. The whole race of Jacob, praise him. The whole race of Israel, revere him. Why? Because he has not despised or disdained the poor man in his poverty. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has answered him when he called. And now you see the psalm change. You see? You are the theme of my praise in the great assembly. I perform my vows in the presence of those who fear him. I will not taste this wine again until I taste it new with you in the kingdom. That's the Eucharist. You see? You who seek Yahweh, Adonai, those will praise him. And then the whole earth from end to end will remember and come back to Adonai. When they understand my resurrection, they will begin to trust you, Father. You never abandon us. Even in this pain and humiliation, you do not abandon me, and you will raise me from the dead. As we pray in the 18 benedictions, one of them is this Shmoneh Yetzirah, blessed are you, O Lord, who raised the dead, meaning the end of time, but he raised this one now. The whole earth will remember and come back to the Lord, to Adonai. And now my soul will live for him, and my children, that's us, will serve him. Men will proclaim Adonai from generation to generation and his righteousness, his tzedek. Remember what tzedek is? Tzaddik, tzedek. It's fidelity to the obligations of the covenant. Spontaneous and joyful. Look at the chesed between father and son. It's an infinite, eternal commitment. And the father is faithful to it and raises his son from the dead. And that's what we celebrate. Hallelujah.